You turn around a Corvette, that's quick. But when you turn around an 18-wheeler, you got a lot of stuff. So we're carrying 400 years of stuff. So it's going to be a big, long process that I don't think is ever over, because we have to keep making our workplaces, our products, our marketing safe for everybody. And that's just something that we will always have to work on as a part of what we do.
On this episode of C-Level, my guest today is Aisha Adams. Today's episode of C-Level, I have Aisha Adams. She comes to us with a wealth of knowledge. And I'm happy that you're here.
I'm so excited to be here with you.
So this is going to be a fun episode. So you're partnered with a university, and I want you to kind of talk about some of the things that that you're doing over there. It's pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah, I'm super excited to partner with Lenoir Rhyne University. They are a 125-year-old university with campuses in Columbus, South Carolina, a graduate school here in Asheville, where we're based, and they also have a main college campus in Lenoir, North Carolina. So partner with them with the Equity and Diversity Institute. Super excited to just train equity advocates. You know, after everything that happened with George Floyd, a lot of professionals really didn't know what to do. I got a lot of calls from friends are like, you know, I can't sleep at night, or how do I do this? How do I show up as a business and not go off brand with this? And so we really wanted to create a situation where, you know, entrepreneurs, business owners, managers, C-level, sweet people could come in and really give some sound advice on moving in the diversity, equity, and inclusion needle.
Yeah, that's obviously, you know, a huge topic right now. So I'm interested, like, how do you go about, you know, building this curriculum, you know, and it's something, you know, to help a lot of these business owners navigate through these waters?
Well, we definitely know that every good business solves a problem. So there's a problem, and what I wanted to do was solve it. So I started to look at, you know, as a professional, I would go to these trainings and meetings, and I would go a lot of times with my counterparts who really needed this training, and would come back a little frustrated because I wasn't seeing it actually implemented in the work. So I wanted to do something that was a little less traditional, a little less about conversation and more about processes and systems and advocacy. So really just teaching people how to show up in their profession. And to do good work and to advocate for equity for all people.
That's awesome. So, you know, we're in election season at the time of this recording, right? So we're in election season, and you know, we don't know what these outcomes are going to be. So how are you kind of helping businesses, you know, strategize with whatever the results may be?
So number one, my big thing, this new little hobby I have, Chris, is I've been showing up at the forums, and I've actually been a part of writing the questions and curating the questions that have been coming out of our community for the vote, and working tirelessly to get people out information in terms of like participating in campaigns and those types of things, just for awareness. Because you know, every good entrepreneur, you want to show up in the community that you serve. So. Of course, I've been doing that. And then this other piece here for me is this idea that, you know, election season is super important and it's very valuable. But at your company, what you're really looking for is an equity advocate. And that's somebody who cares about the mission, vision, and values of your company, and who has their finger on the pulse of what's going on in terms of diversity, equity, and inclusion, that they can show up in your company and help you actually reap the rewards of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Because, you know, as a business owner, I'm sure you already know this, but the more diverse your team is, the faster that they solve problems, right? And and the research across all these countries are showing, if you have a woman on your leadership team, you're going to earn more money. So what we're looking at right now is, how do we help our business owners actually show up and create something magical and do what the community wants them to do, but actually increase their bottom line as well?
Yeah, that you know, and so that's a very, you know, big topic right now is, you know, women in leadership positions in the workplace. So what are some of the things that you're doing to help normalize that? What are some of the curriculums that you're running?
So what we're doing is actually trying to teach people how to be leaders in place, right? And so what we're doing is we're actually teaching strategies. As an equity advocate, what we're doing is, first of all, we are normalizing this idea that you can have Thanksgiving dinner without arguing, and that arguing with your family is not a badge of honor, but it's something that's going to help you. But being able to get along with your family helps you do better in your entrepreneurship. It helps you show up better in your community. So what we're trying to really get our equity advocates to understand is there's a difference between an activist and an equity advocate. And so when you're an advocate, you're in your professional sphere. So that requires a certain decorum, a certain process, if you will, right? Certain strategies. And what you're doing is you're actually applying this diversity, equity, and inclusivity lens to your profession. So you don't have to do a lot of marching. You don't have to post Black Lives Matter. You know, the equity advocate is an anti-racist, but they also are aware of gender bias in the workplace, and they're advocating for the differently abled. And what we're doing in our curriculum is just really teaching leaders how to show up and ask the right questions in the meetings, how to look at our analytics and have that diversity lens and bring that to the table, right? Because if you work in a company and they have good diversity and good inclusion, that means your ideas are going to be respected no matter what level you're on. And so once we get to a place, in my opinion, where people are respected based on their profession, and then it's easy to pick women and bring them up in your company because you know and you value their opinion and you see the value of their work is equal. So with equity advocacy, we're not just trying to like push people into leadership. What we're trying to do is establish a better community that's equitable for everybody and a better workspace, non-toxic workspaces where it doesn't matter what your position is. If you have a great idea, it's accepted and respected and used to push the team forward. And again, looking at that bottom line and say, hey, we met our goals for the quarter.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, and that's great. I mean, that's the thing is when you have a team of diverse people, everybody's come from different backgrounds, different areas of the country, wherever it is, right? And it makes a more collaborative workspace, right? And you're able to solve, you know, situations where, you know, because you're seeing it from all different viewpoints. And I think that's important for any company to grow. I mean, are you seeing that?
Yeah, I mean, all the research shows the more diverse your team is, the better bottom line you have, right? We know that diverse teams are going to help you increase your reach because you're going to be able to speak culturally across demographics the more diverse your team is. You know that if there's a problem and you have, like you said, all these diverse viewpoints, we're seeing that they solve problems faster. We're seeing that we are able to connect quicker. And so that, to me, is really why we want to value diversity, equity, inclusion. Of course, it's morally right and it feels good to do that. But we know that diversity is hard, right? All getting a whole bunch of people together, putting them all together and they're all different is hard. Diversity has to be managed, but it is a strategy for success. Having diversity and inclusivity and equity within your processes is a part of a strategy for success. It's a part of leadership and right. A framework for how we approach our work.
Right. So how long does it take that you see like people turning around? Because I mean, you know, you see a lot of these companies that, you know, kind of have been stuck in their old ways, and they're just, some companies it's difficult to change, which,
right.
You know, that's the worst thing you could be is, you know, hard to change your process and procedure. So what are you seeing like far as timeline and turnaround in some of these companies?
So let's be honest about this change, right? So a lot of people look at diversity, equity, inclusivity. It's like, oh, it's like a HIPAA training. We're going to update the process. The process stays the same, but it's not really like that. As humans, we evolve. Yep. You know, 5 or 10 years ago, we didn't talk about what pronoun to address a person as. So now we are awakening our spirits to being a little bit more liberal here, a little bit more open and to be equitable. And so instead of looking at like when our company is going to get there, what we're trying to get equity advocates to do is understand this is a life work. Right. We don't say, oh, well, when is the feminist movement going to be over? Right. So yep. This equity advocacy movement is really about staying on the pulse of the evolution of all of us as human beings and making sure it's a safe space for everybody. And what we really want our equity advocates to do is to practice gentle disruption. And you, as a successful entrepreneur, you understand the value of disruption, but you also understand office politics, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. When we're teaching, equity advocates are like this, you know, today you may only get that diversity statement added to that job application. But that's a good run for your company because that's the evolution of how diversity, equity, and inclusion, you know, shows up. And we know organizational change is slow, right? It's the slow because you got to, you know, when you turn around a Corvette, that's quick. But when you turn around an 18-wheeler, you got a lot of stuff. So we're carrying 400 years of stuff. So it's going to be a big, long process that I don't think is ever over because we have to keep making our workplaces, our products, our marketing safe for everybody. And that's just something that we will always have to work on as a part of what we do.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think you hit on a really good point there is this is evolving, it's changing. Right. And so you have to be open to that change.
Right.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so what are some of the things that you love most about what you do?
Well, I like meeting different people. I've had an opportunity that we've had like a police chief in our program. We've had a city manager, marketing managers, a brewery owner, like just different people, getting people together and seeing the magic that happens when people get together and they are, you know, on one accord. So that's really exciting to me. I love working with the university. I'm a scholar at heart, so I love being in an academic setting. I love the fact that every time I say something, somebody wants to see a source because, you know, people aren't usually like that. So that's a lot of fun. And I love meeting people like you, interviews. I do a lot of interviews and a lot of talks. That's probably my favorite part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, well, the education piece out there. I mean, it's just so important. So we're kind of coming up to the end of our episode here. But if you were to give one piece of advice to some of the entrepreneurs and the business owners to have a more diverse workplace and how to go about then getting started, what mm-hmm. would that be?
Partnerships. I feel like the number one thing you can do is to collaborate and to get good, strong partners. For me, partnering with the university took my brand, up-leveled it like 100% in a matter of days, right? So when you can have good relationships with other companies, you learn a lot, you can grow and expand, and you have like that reputation, that brand, that support there. So for me, I think when you're really ready to up level and you really want to get diversity, equity, and inclusivity started, low budget, partner with organizations that look like the people you want to serve.
I love that. I love that. So if you're looking to have a more diverse workplace, partner with those companies that already have that in place and learn from them. I love that. Thank you so much, Aisha. Thank you for coming on the episode. Hey guys, thanks for tuning into the episode. If you guys enjoyed it, show some love, give me a thumbs up, and subscribe. Also, make sure you check out our exclusive C-Level group on Facebook.